In the summertime, we put our cows out to pasture. They didn't just stay in a feedlot somewhere. And after the hay was cut, the fields regrow with this really lush grass, which we call afterfeed. And so when we got the afterfeed in the pasture, then the cows would go in there to eat. Well, this didn't always agree with the cows, and so they had very loose stool. And so one of our jobs as kids, ordinarily when the cows were in normal conditions, we'd let them all out when everybody was done milking and drive them out of the barn. But if you remember those old stall barns, one of the things farmers were proud of was how white and clean they kept the central floor and kept it lined. Well, if you let cows have diarrhea all over that central floor, it won't be white no matter how much lime you put on. So we were assigned to let out every six cows when they were milked. And so that was one day I was at the barn, and it was my job to have, when six cows were done, drive them out of the barn as fast as I could. And if I was really lucky, nothing got on the floor. And now to top this all off, it was August, and all the rest of my relatives had moved away. And my city cousins always were sent up to spend a week with us in August, and they took turns. So there were always city cousins there to watch. And they were always so impressed because we weren't afraid of these cows or the chickens or the turkeys or whatever. So anyway, I'm there and I'm start letting these cows out, and I'm showing my cousins what a good job I can do. And I start running down the aisle after them. Remember, I'm 9 years old, I'm this tall. I go running down chasing these cows. And I get right up behind the last one, and splat! I'm covered from head to foot in cow manure. And I am just totally humiliated. I'm trying to impress my cousins, and instead I'm covered with cow manure from head to foot. I start to cry, and I run out of the barn, and I run to the house. My mother sees me coming, and she comes to the door, and she locks the screen door and won't let me in the house to add insult to injury. And then she appears from around behind the house with a garden hose and proceeds to hose me down from head to foot. And that has to be one of the most humiliating work incidents of my entire life.